This is Whitney with the Conferences for Women, and today I'm so excited to be introducing a member of our own team, Marlise Fant, who is the Director of Development with the Pennsylvania Conference for Women. Knowing a thing or two about career transition, she has worked with everyone from the Philadelphia Eagles in a sponsorship sales role and eventually managed all sponsorship and premium seating sales efforts for the team. Moving on then to negotiate national and global tour sponsorships for Live Nation Entertainment and Ticketmaster, the world's largest live entertainment company. So we're so thrilled to have Marlise as part of our team and would love to ask her a few questions about her own career development and reinvention as she has moved through her professional life. So Marlise, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So talk to us a little bit about how your professional career began.
So I was very fortunate that my father required me to have a job well in advance of graduating from school. I went to Bucknell, and when everybody else was enjoying senior week, I was alone in San Francisco in a hotel room, making phone calls out of the phone book, calling every ad agency and television station and radio station trying to get a job. And his words to me were, "Don't come home until you have a job." So I spent a week in San Francisco and had a ton of meetings and met a lot of wonderful people and was very fortunate to be given a chance by CBS Radio at that time, and I think they still do it this way to a certain degree. They hired advertising sales reps on, you know, a very small draw, absolutely no salary. And, you know, San Francisco rents were not cheap then. They're certainly not cheap now. So I had absolutely no safety net, and that was a really great way to start my sales career, understanding that, you know, you really do eat what you kill. You have to continually work hard to fill the funnel. You can't slow down or you don't make any money. So it was a really great start to the career. It taught me, you know, really early on that I had to work hard and kind of work consistently. Can't really take a lot of breaks in sales. And that sort of led to the next sales role and the next sales role. So I've been in sales my whole career, have never once wanted to leave sales. It's where I'm comfortable, and it allows me to be creative. So it's been great.
So is there a leader that you've had great respect for, and why?
There are many, but I would say the one I have the most respect for is my father. He has owned his own business since the year before I was born, and it's an industrial conveyor belting company in the Midwest. He employs about 350 people. He has always been such an employee-first manager, always has taken very, very seriously the responsibility he has to keep those people employed and earning money and providing for their families. He's just incredibly generous with people, kind of takes a shine to their kids, helps them out, gives kids internship opportunities. He's just a very employee-minded leader, which I think is kind of hard to come by. And one of the other reasons I really respect him is he encouraged me at a time when I really was doubting myself. I have not doubted myself a lot in my career, but there was a time when I was about to go for a pretty significant job interview at the Eagles. I was about to go from a director of sales position to a vice president of sales overseeing the whole department. And I had kind of a moment of pause and thought, can I do this? Should I do this right now? I want to have another child. Sort of that self-doubt that I think a lot of working moms go through. And he was the one, more than anybody else, that said, think about the message you're sending for other young women in that organization if you don't go for it. And that was really all it took for me to know that I could try, and I got the job, and it worked out beautifully. It was great.
So, Marlise, you're a mother.
Yep.
What advice would you give our community about tackling career, but also creating that domestic life?
I think the one thing I would say, and I'm really having to tell myself this a lot lately, is just to forgive yourself, just to take it easy on yourself. I think there's just sort of this constant comparison and competition, even though we don't intend for there to be, even when we're just in a social conversation with another mom talking about something, inevitably these feelings of competition and comparison creep in, wondering how that mom's doing it, or keeping it all together, or getting the kids' projects in on time, or being at every single sporting event. And it's just not possible to be perfect. It's not. You have to just know that getting it done is better than getting it done perfectly, and forgive yourself a little bit and stop comparing yourself to other people. The one thing I've realized is you never know what's going on in somebody else's home. You never know how happy they are. You never know what kind of financial resources they have to do certain things and make certain things easier. So it's just nice to kind of take it easy on yourself, take the pressure off, and just do the best you can.
So going back to the topic of reinvention and transition, starting off at ad agencies in San Francisco, moving to Philadelphia to work with the Eagles, and now in your capacity with us, what are three tips that you would offer to a woman also looking to make a big career change?
I think the first thing is probably that reinvention word. I find it to be a little bit overwhelming. I know we use it a lot. A lot of organizations use it. And I think to a certain degree, it's representative for some women. But I think it's a very kind of daunting word. It's very heavy. It feels kind of pressure filled for me. So I like more to think of it as a transition or a kind of an evolution. And I guess to that end, my second thing would be to sort of narrow the list of things you're trying to change. I know I personally have a tendency to make a lot of change in my life at once. I personally am better that way, kind of getting it all out of the way, and then I can sort of settle in for a while. But in general, I like to sort of pick two or three things. And I like to encourage other women that I've talked to pick two or three things that they can really focus on changing, improving, and it just helps to compartmentalize that list a little bit. It's a little bit less daunting. And I guess the third thing would be to ask for help. I have found, especially in this latest transition for me, starting my own business, people are so eager to help. And I've been, in some capacity sort of holding back, asking for the favor or asking for the introduction. And people are eager to do it. They want to help because they know that you'll return the favor. I know a woman who I've met. Her name's Nancy Dunleavy. She's incredibly inspiring. And she taught me that it's more important to be a connector than a networker. And we all talk about networking, but it really is connecting. Helping other people connect to other people, even though it doesn't help you necessarily, it all comes back full circle. And we're all sort of part of this community that's eager to help one another.
Excellent. So has there been a career transition in your life that you would identify as being the hardest for you?
Absolutely. When I left the Eagles, I had been there for nearly 10 years, which was the longest that I had been in one spot. And I had really sort of become defined by it by the end. Working for a professional sports team is so exciting and so inspiring, and there are so many millions of people that love the team and follow the team and are passionate about the team that you sort of get kind of consumed by it to a certain degree. And by the end there, it was sort of hard to kind of differentiate my skills and talents from the team. And, hearing people say, oh, wow, you sell for the Philadelphia Eagles. Gosh, that must be kind of easy. Everybody loves the Eagles. And that absolutely wasn't the case. Certainly selling really, really large, high ticket sponsorships is not easy. But after a while, you kind of start to question, could I do this someplace else or is it easier here? So leaving the Eagles and trying something different, going onto a national and global stage with Live Nation and trying my hand at that was absolutely a challenge. It's what I needed at the time. And it was something I needed to prove to myself that my talents were transferable and that they were mine and kind of unique to me. And I definitely grew from that, but it was very, very scary at the time.
Great. And lastly, speaking about being refreshed and positive, you talked about difficult transitions. So on the flip side, what's one thing you make time for in your daily life that helps keep you refreshed and positive, even when you're up against a difficult transition or time of reinvention?
I wish I could say it's exercising every day, but it's not. I still need to get up to get that schedule up a little bit. But I would say for us as a family, this is going to sound goofy, but every morning we all pile into bed And before anybody gets up and starts getting ready, we watch a cartoon or we play a game on the iPad together, or the boys wrestle and we watch and kind of giggle and laugh with them. There's just sort of a 15 to 20 minute kind of day starting routine that we have together. On occasion, if one of us is traveling, we can't do it, but 99% of the time we start our day that way as a family. Puts everybody in a good mood, kind of gets everybody on the same page, and it's just a really, really nice way to kind of center yourself before the day.
Wonderful. Marlies, thank you for taking the time. And again, Marlies Fant is the Director of Development for the Pennsylvania Conference for Women, and we're so excited to have you part of our team.
Thank you so much, Whitney. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great day.